Man, I just got a lot of respect for Dak Prescott. I hadn't seen a lot of him, funny enough, since he's been in the league. I think we've only played against him in particular one time in 2016. But I see a guy who is ultra competitive, has unbelievable arm talent, natural leadership skills. You feel the guys rallying around him in terms of the tape study, the way they battled back in the Baltimore game is an example of that. He's got a real steady demeanor.
We'll have a steady demeanor for you through the next 4 hours. At least we hope to navigate you through what is a very, very, very fun Football Friday, because it is a matchup of two NFL heavyweights, Steelers and Cowboys, and we only get this game with the way the schedule makers do it in the NFL. We only get this game in Pittsburgh every 8 years. Every 8 years, last time they played was 2016 at Heinz Field. And so this is a rarity to get these two teams in our city, the hated Cowboys, the biggest front-runner bandwagon team, I would say at this point in professional sports, Malzi, because football has far surpassed all the other sports, so more so than the Yankees or more so than Duke basketball or any college football, Notre Dame, we get the phonies in town this weekend.
You think they have the biggest bandwagon fan base of any team in the country?
Yeah, I do.
I actually think Notre Dame and the Yankees are probably bigger, but they're right there in the top three for me at bare minimum.
Because they're not, the sports aren't as popular.
Yeah, but I think you have a very high percentage of Notre Dame fans who, like, baseball fans who are Yankees fans, college football fans who are Notre Dame fans. That's all. I'm not here to argue semantics here on whether they're the third most bandwagon team or what.
I think you've changed Football Friday to Pedantic Friday already off the bat here.
Oh. Well, I thought we were going to keep a level head about ourselves here, Pony, on a very exciting Football Friday. They're shameless bandwagoners. You know what it is? It's the big national brand versus the very popular but more at least self-styled mom-and-pop brand.
Because
that's what it is.
Famously, the Chief had a chance to make the Steelers America's team, and he said to NFL Films, and I think it was Ed Sable at the time.
Hold on, I'm at the racetrack. Got to put a bet in.
And he said, Mr. Sable, we
are
not
down that wall.
We are not America's team. We're Pittsburgh's team. And then Sable said, okay, fine, I'll go find another team.
Jerry Jones said, I am America. No, wait, that predates Jerry by a lot.
That's all the way back in the 70s, man.
Wait, I remember doing some research about this. I don't remember the exact specifics, but they were pitched the idea, and I forget who their owner would have been at the time.
And he said, sure.
He said, yeah, that sounds great.
But we got the offer extended to us first.
It's the two biggest brands in football. And I say that with the fact that the Patriots should be, because they are the most successful team of this century and have had really an unprecedented 20-year run to start the century, but their brand doesn't feel nearly as strong because no more Tom Brady, Belichick's gone. Does anyone really care about them?
No,
they feel like they're backwater NFL again for the time being. These are two brands that have stood the test of time. I think Mike Tomlin, the football historian, the history buff, the lover of all things professional football, loves this matchup.
I think fans do too, because to me, there's no fear factor with a team like the Cowboys. I feel much, 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 much better about this game than I do last week's game. Sleepy little 1 o'clock kickoff against a 1-2 Colts team with a quarterback that honestly sometimes looks like he's blindfolded and just throwing darts at a board compared to that whole situation there. Oh, our defense hasn't given up any points. We're going to go in there. Terrible towels will be waving. They'll turn it into a home away from home. Pound the Colts, get to 5-0. Every Steelers fan saying, we are better than them at everything. So how can we lose this game? And those are the types of games they lose. This, to me, is the opposite of that. You said brands. Tomlin, I believe, does a great job. I'm giving him credit for something. I think of getting his team up for games that have a good deal of emotion attached to them. Whether you are the Steelers, the Arizona Cardinals, or the Tennessee Titans, you get up for the Dallas Cowboys. They always have a bullseye on their back, whether they're Super Bowl favorites or not, because of their following and because of the way they're talked about. And you know, whether the game's on Sunday Night Football or 4 o'clock on a Sunday, you have eyeballs galore on you.
Eyeballs galore.
Yes. eyeballs everywhere. And I think Tomlin does a great job in those situations of getting his message across to the Steelers. I will be stunned if something happens in this game that happened last Sunday, if they come out flat. If they fall behind 17-0 again, I'll cut off my penis for crying out loud. Oh, it's not happening, okay?
Here we go.
I'll do a Lorraine Bobbitt on myself, Chris. I can say things like that because they're basically an impossibility.
I don't know. A 17-0 lead in the NFL is random enough that it could happen twice in a row.
But that would mean that that you have so much to...
You should also then put your penis on the line for a real impossibility that Tomlin comes out and allows Justin Fields to throw on early downs.
But I'm not even sure, like, would I like to see that? Ryan Clark went on ESPN and NFL Live yesterday in what was a very strange suit that probably cost him thousands of dollars that we might get to later on in the show. And he said, basically, take the man out of a straitjacket, take the handcuffs off, and let Justin Fields cook. And there was a lot of passion in there, and I agreed with a lot of it. The rebuttal I have, though, is I don't even know if it's necessary in this game. I don't...
Wait, do you like successful football plays or not?
They
run the ball more than all but two teams in the NFL on first down. They're worse at it than all but one team, the Cowboys. So do you like successful first down plays or not? That's the question.
I do, but I also think that it's not out of the question that given the personnel that Dallas is lacking for this game.
Steelers are lacking their best running backs.
Well, I know, but we're getting Isaac Seumalo back. You get your best interior offensive lineman. I would think that Najee Harris has, number one, a lot to prove. And again, he strikes me as a guy that given the fact that they're playing the Cowboys... will get up for this game and perform better than he does when he has to black out before the game and give the Colts fans the middle finger, the double bird, in order to inspire himself to do well, which obviously failed.
Blacked out before that game, he might be literally unconscious before this game. He'll be so amped up. What are you talking about, man?
Yes, but this I think will be authentically worked up. I think that was him trying
covering his ass. Saying, like, I just flipped the bird because I didn't even know what I was doing.
I think he needed to do something like that to get himself amped up for that game. This is a natural...
He's naturally high for this
game. This is a natural stimulant this game, Chris, playing the Cowboys. You can disagree with me if you want, and we'll debate it with our listeners. I have a tremendous feeling about this game. I would honestly be shocked if we come in here on Monday and we're reacting to the Steelers and Cowboys the way we have... like one of the last times they were in prime time when New England came in here and they laid an egg against Bailey Zappi and the corpse of Juju Smith-Schuster, and also a guy who still, believe it or not, gets snaps for the Cowboys at running back, Zeke Elliott, who turned back the clock here last year. I have my doubts about him being able to perform the same miracle.
I think Jerry Jones is sizing up his Zeke replacement in Najee Harris, first off.
Good point.
I think that's a very real possibility.
Yes, I mean, that's a good point. Even more reason to think that Najee Harris is motivated to have his best game yet.
He's auditioning for his future employer. Yes,
I think that's a fabulous point by you. I love that take.
I think that they're going to win this game. That's where my gut has me. I thought that the Colts were so injured that even though all the traps you described that they would be facing... felt like valid points last week. I just thought the injuries would take their toll. I do think Tomlin, one of his strengths, it goes along with a concurrent weakness, the 1 o'clock bugaboo game where they, you know, trip and stub their toe. I do think Tomlin
bugaboo.
Tends to get his
I like that word.
Tends to get his team up
that
for these games.
That was a Destiny's Child song.
Bugaboo?
Yeah. Kobe Bryant was in the music video. I swear to God, man. I don't know why my mind remembers that. But I'm sure our listeners, somebody out there at Jeff in South Park.
I know very few Destiny Child songs other than what? Survivor?
Or a Caleb could find like a screenshot of Destiny's Child singing about a bugaboo and there was Kobe Bryant with a flip phone.
A flip phone?
Yeah.
What an era.
It was the early 2000s. Yeah.
So it was like a status symbol to even have the flip phone. Mm-hmm. Got it. I think they're a better team than Dallas. I do think Dallas's injuries hurt bad. I mean, Parsons is their TJ Watt. He is one of the few guys who deserves to be mentioned in the same breath as TJ Watt defensively for his ability to disrupt. Mm-hmm. Unlike Watt, he goes all over the field like a Swiss Army knife. He'll line up as an off-ball linebacker. He'll line up outside. I don't know. If they put him in a three-point stance, probably. They could line him at like nickel corner if they really wanted to and have him match up with somebody because he's that athletic. But he's out. No DeMarcus Lawrence. No Brandon You know who I think is an underrated...
infection in his knee, Mulsey.
I know, dude. He stayed back in New York. to get a minor procedure done, and they got like an infection going. That's scary. He is the kind of guy, I know you're going to laugh at this, his stats very modest this year. He's like their fourth target in the receiving game. We know CeeDee Lamb is the guy you got to stop. It just struck me that he was the type of player who would have had a field day if the Steelers are going to lose this game. Hey, here's a random five catches, 93 yards, and a touchdown or two for Brandon Cooks in this game. I just do think that the Steelers are better than what they showed against Indianapolis, and I expect their defense to look better, even though on paper the Cowboys have a better quarterback and they have a great wide receiver. Well, I just think that the Steelers are not as bad as they showed. I think Tomlin's pride is hurt too, because I think we all know that he runs the defense, and I think he at this point realizes that everyone knows he runs the defense on game day, and I don't think he takes too kindly to the fact that Joe freaking Flacco walked in there off the bench cold as ice and just chopped him up like it was nothing. I think that sticks in his craw. I think we're going to get a very good defensive effort
from
them.
You just said something that I want to, I can't because you're so far away from me, but I want to push back on here. You said that Dak Prescott, on paper, they have the better quarterback.
No. Compared to the Colts last week. Okay. I don't mean compared to Fields right now.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. He is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, Dak Prescott. I do not believe he is playing like the better quarterback in this game. A lot of his numbers this year are extremely hollow because the Cowboys have done this thing where they get their asses kicked early in games, a la the Saints game that they lost 44-19 and were down, had given up 35 points in the first half. And then the game against the Ravens where they were down 28-6. And most of the numbers accumulated by Dak Prescott came when Baltimore was in the prevent defense and would trade yards for clock coming off, for seconds coming off or minutes coming off the clock. So, yes, his body of work is much better. And we heard Tomlin say glowing things about Dak to start the show.
Well, he's Johnny Unitas to Tomlin. I mean, every guy
is. He's also nicknamed the Fortress on Pro Football Reference, which I've literally never heard him called before.
They should call him Chunky Soup.
He does the commercials now that Donovan McNabb, Seth's old friend, is retired from football and out of the league. Yes, I think right now that if you had told me in August that this matchup would be Dak Prescott versus Justin Fields, I'd say advantage Cowboys at the sport's most important position. I don't think Dak Prescott's playing better ball than Fields right now.
Well, I could say, just to play devil's advocate, I could say that Fields, what you described about Prescott specifically in that Ravens game, is a lot like what Fields did against the Colts. They were down two touchdowns. He kept trying to rally them back. I don't think the Colts were necessarily in a mode where they were trading yards for points, but they were definitely playing a more, we don't want to get beat by a big play on a quick score.
Yeah, but here's the difference there. Here's how I would describe the difference.
You're optimistic about Fields and not about Prescott.
No,
there's
not,
the difference.
No, it's not that. Fields wasn't throwing touchdown passes down 22 points and down 15 points. When he was making plays in the fourth quarter, it was mostly a one or two possession game. The Steelers were not, they were unlikely to win, but they weren't completely out of it. Dallas wasn't in the game against Baltimore till there were 2 minutes left.
No, ultimately, I think that there's a real difference there. I do think there's a difference.
That was all garbage time.
I just wanted to hear you say it out loud. I do think that that's a correct assessment of the situation.
I'm feeling frisky today, man, because there are few things, and I mean this.
Oh, you're feeling frisky because Pete Alonso took Devin Williams deep last night, and you were practically nude on your couch. You were so happy.
Amanda had a guest in town from Indiana, so that would not have gone over well with a very young child. But there are very few things in life that delight me more than watching the Cowboys lose. And the fact that I think we're going to get that on Sunday night here.
By the Steelers' hand.
By the Steelers. I have a level of giddiness to me that only comes with a few teams getting beat by the Steelers. The Ravens, the Browns. I would say the Bengals a little bit less than those two teams. And I would honestly put the Cowboys in the same breath as those two AFC North teams. There's just something about knocking this team down a peg, because they're always overrated and they're always inflated and they're always talked about ad infinitum and ad nauseum, when frankly, a lot of the time, they don't deserve to be.
When's the last time they were in the NFC title game?
That would be the year that they lost to the year that they beat the Steelers in Super Bowl 30.
And they still get talked about like the NFL standard
bearer. Yes, because the next year they lost to the expansion Carolina Panthers in the playoffs, which also gave me great delight and was quarterbacked by a Penn State man named Kerry Collins, so I know you're a big fan of Malzi. Anyways, yes, I'm in a great mood today.
I can tell. I'm going to kick my feet up here. I don't have to work hard today. I'm going to let you fly this plane.
412-928-9370. Do you share my optimism regarding the Steelers beating the Cowboys on Sunday night? Do you share my hatred for the Cowboys? 412-928-9370. If you do, explain why. If you don't, tell us why. Maybe you're a Tony Dorsett guy or a Mike McCarthy lover. 412-928-9370. I don't know, just trying to gauge your temperature taking it here on Steelers and Cowboys. I had a bad feeling last week. Much better about this game. You too? 412-928-9370. Seth Lundy's going to open up the phone lines now and get you in queue. We'll go behind enemy lines later this hour with a Cowboys insider who has a gigantic following a la Ed Bouchette here in Pittsburgh. But first, a Seth headline.